Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Supernov. Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Buckloken.
Present. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today, we ask that you look down upon this committee as we go about the work for the Osage people. We ask that you give us special guidance to our elders, to our youth, our men and women in uniform. All these things we pray in your name. Amen. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Yes.
Page two, there towards the top, page three, line 108, there's an odd space in there. I don't know if it's supposed to be like that.
Chair, I'll entertain a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion to approve the minutes as amended. We had one amendment in the order.
Yes, there was a space.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Abstain.
One abstention. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 1686, an act to provide an appropriation of the Office of the Principal Chief for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $1,810,000 to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Shaw. Congressman Shaw, you have the floor.
Just a recap, the Office of the Principal Chief's budget was set out in its own individual budget, and a committee substitute was offered. Refresh my memory whether or not that was adopted.
Yes, it was, sir.
Okay. So it's been adopted, and I don't think there was a request for more information I'm aware of, so
professional fees by $101,000 the other day. And there's been some discussion since then, so at this time, I'm going to make a motion to rescind the previous vote for page 3, line 123, that struck $340,406, inserted $240,000, and adjust those accordingly. So my motion to is to rescind that action taken by the committee.
Point of order.
Can you do a rescension in a consecutive meeting where the vote wasn't taken? That's just my question.
Congressman Walker.
I consulted with the parliamentarian prior to making that motion, and she said that would be what would be proper.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Can the movement outline for us what the discussions have that have happened since then? I haven't been privy to those discussions, but I don't.
Okay, the.
Congressman Walker.
The committee substitute has $340,000 in the bill. Mr. Zahn was with us at the table last time, and he told us that through August, I believe, that they had spent $319,000 to date. They anticipated with the change in the administration, either be a new Democratic or a Republican president, that they believed that they would be additional efforts to fund lobbyists in D.C. to reestablish relationships with the new administration. So not only did they feel like that they would need the amount that they spent last year, but need additional resources. Part of the discussion that I stated in opposition of the action was that, you know, I had sat through a congressional affairs meeting that morning where we had approved a budget for upcoming litigation, and I just felt like that the executive branch was going to incur additional costs because of upcoming litigation as well. So I just felt like the $100,000 reduction was unwarranted, and I think that inevitably they would be back here asking for more money.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So is there any support documentation that's been filed to support Mr. Zahn's hearsay, or has he come to the meeting to talk to us about it?
Yes. You want me to pull up the August financials? I'd be glad to do so.
Well, I'm talking about the request for additional spending for next year regarding additional lobbyists, and what else did you say? Additional legal fees?
Upcoming litigation, what I said. That's July. I have no other additional information for the committee, Chairwoman.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I'd be interested in hearing those financials if you could give that thing.
Through August 31st, contractual shows $261,000. No. Well, I'm going to simply agree that doesn't match. But Mr. Zahn told the committee on the air that to date, they had spent $319,000. That's what was told to us by Mr. Zahn.
Congresswoman Weber.
And I say if we can't see that in the reflection of the financial, or if they can't supply us documents, I don't think that we're doing our due diligence. I could tell you that.
Let's not go there.
That's what this whole session has been about, is we haven't had any, they haven't presented anything to support what these budget requests are. They seem to be able to talk to people and make them feel bad because we're making cuts because we don't have anything to work off of. And that seems, their plan seems to be working. they, looks like they have, to me, it looks like they have 100, is 202 what they've spent? They have $138,000 left in that line that could encumber.
Congressman Walker?
These are the latest financials. I can't speak to support documentation. In this circumstance, I'm going to believe what Jason Zahn sat right here at the table and told us the amount that they've spent. I'm going to choose to believe that statement. I feel like for him to make that comment in an open meeting on the air, I don't think that that was misrepresented. That's just me.
Assistant Principal Chief and Congresswoman Edwards and Congresswoman Weber.
I requested Mr. Zahn to come over.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
In Congressional Affairs, we looked at our financials, the latest financials that we had, and we met with our budget analyst, and we met with our legislative counsel, and we talked about the budget that we were going to set to support defending the litigation that had been filed. And it's all a matter of public record. And then we made a motion to encumber our remaining professional fee line item funds, and we requested that a letter be written, all of which is a matter of public record. So that's what happened in the Congressional Affairs Committee regarding encumbering FY16 funds for litigation.
Congresswoman Whitehorn, then Congressman Walker.
Well, and my colleague just made the statement too that he's going to choose to just take people at their word without documentation for these budgets.
On this instance, but
I will remind you that when this administration first got seated and we increased their pay, and we actually have documents on the air that they agreed to a certain level, very high level of pay, and then they came back the next year and asked for very big raises too. So that doesn't work for me. I need documents. I need black and white.
Congressman Walker.
I'll withdraw the motion and reinsert after we give Mr. Zahn a chance to get over here and possibly show us some additional information or
So, you withdraw your motion. Well, let's.
I'll withdraw, and then we can have other discussion if there is any.
Let's move on to the other business. I think Congresswoman Whitehorn has plenty of amendments for all three of these budgets.
Well, I did say that I would work on this budget. I don't know that I committed to work on all three budgets because we have a full committee here, but I did commit to work on this one. And I have some amendments to offer right now. I could ask our clerk. I have a document here that has all of the numbers and the lines according to what they, where they go. I just have written out all of the verbiage, but it's very easy to tell which lines they go on. Will that suffice for you, or do you want me to write this all out as I say that?
I'll write it out and then I'll double check.
And I'll make it in the form of one amendment to this budget, okay? On tribal line 105.5, strike 1,678,493 and insert 1,618,000. Yeah, so 1,618,678. That same on line 110. And then we're going to go down through here and adjust all the other lines also. Let me think, let me look here a minute and see. Yeah, I'm going to need to go ahead and tell you what those amounts are. Page 3, line 113 in salary and wages. Strike $730,555. Insert $700,080. next line, it's travel. On line 15 and a half, strike. 72,944, insert 73,000. Line 16 and a half, strike 52,316, insert 52,290. Line 17 and a half, strike 22,953. Insert $23,600. Line 19, strike $6,322. Insert $6,500. Line 120, strike $37,591. Insert $31,090. Line 121, strike $210,731. Insert $221,171. Line 123, strike. I guess that's the one that's been amended already. Should we strike the amended number? Strike $240,000. Insert $250,000. Line 127, strike $9,726. Insert $10,000. Line 128, strike $36,958, insert $3,300, and adjust the volume total accordingly.
Is there a second?
Second. Any more discussion on it?
Okay. What this is essentially done is it resets the budget back to what we passed for the chief's budget in FY16. If you'll remember, if you'll call FY16, he didn't have all his appointed staff within the chief's budget. He has the director of operation, which is an appointed position in a different budget. But we went ahead and readjusted it last year, put all the appointed staff in the office of the principal chief. So that's essentially what it does. It resets it back. It resets it back to the FY16's budget.
I have a question while we're talking about this, and then I'm going to call on Congresswoman Edwards and then Congresswoman Walker. Is director of, I don't know, assistant principal chief or Jason's on to answer. Is the director of operation, I thought you all advertised that and people applied for it when that position was filled. Is that not accurate?
We did to get more applicants or to get people.
So Casey, the did apply for it and sat in an interview and was chosen?
No, we were just looking at applicants, getting more applicants, because we weren't getting anyone. We were just putting it out there to see if people applied.
Question that I have. Okay, sorry, I guess I'm not allowed to ask questions. Congresswoman Edwards?
So my question is, are there any new executive staff positions proposed for FY 2017?
No.
Are there any executive staff positions being terminated in FY 17?
No.
Okay, so they're the same positions that were in the Office of the Chief's budget in FY 16 are in the Office of the Chief's budget for FY 17?
No. What we submitted last year?
No, what was ultimately passed out?
Okay, what was passed out was the 9 individuals. And what's in the budget, the proposed budget was 8 individuals.
And that was the director of operation being in another budget?
That position was in a different budget.
Just like last year when it got moved back.
Correct.
Is there a reason why the chief's staff can't stay in the chief's budget?
Can I answer that, or? I don't know.
I believe the executive branch has the right to place people where they think they'll serve best, and do so budgetarily.
So that's the reason that there's a separate budget created?
That's what I think.
Okay. But that is that person that's moved into a separate budget is part of the Office of the Chiefs. Yes.
It's an appointed position.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Are there any bonuses proposed for any of the positions?
In the budget?
Yes.
Yes.
And how much is the total?
It's 1.5%.
Even though that's not part of the merit?
Correct.
Nobody there is in merit?
No.
So there's a 1.5% bonus proposed for each position?
6. Because the chief and assistant chiefs in that number also. That's not proposed.
In the 9?
In the 8.
In the 8.
Okay, 8 or 9. And is there any salary base pay or salary increase proposed in this budget?
Yes.
And do you know the total amount?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Can you get it?
I can.
This thing called support documentation that might have it. And so are the current salary levels those that were set in FY 16 or FY 15 when the chief took office and proposed the salary levels for his executive staff?
Individually?
Individually or as a whole? Actually, as a whole.
It's not the same, though.
So when the chief came over, those salaries were first proposed for the chief's staff, executive staff, and the Congress agreed to those, saying that those will be the salary positions that will remain for during the term of the administration, those have changed?
The amounts, yes.
And they've increased?
And decreased.
And how did that happen when Congress last year stated again that those positions were going to stay at the high level that Congress had originally appropriated for that purpose and authorized?
Assistant Principal Chief,
We have a difference of opinion whether Congress can control individual salaries in the executive branch of appointed staff. I think that's clear.
Okay, so even though Congress set a budget for the executive staff, the chief's office is not recognizing that budget and is changing it, even though Congress isn't authorizing it or appropriating the money for that purpose.
Assistant Principal Chief?
I think my previous statement explains our position well enough. I would add, as a consideration of the committee, that there's also, I mean, the shortfall of the contributions to the insurance pool, which we are self-insured, was also increased, and I'll be corrected by Mr. Zahn if I'm not right about this, was also increased in a prorated amount, just as the rest of the nation was. Is that correct, Mr. Zahn?
Took that into consideration.
And that's in the benefits line item. So can I get the answer to my question, which was even though Congress...
Probably not. I would defer to counsel.
I would like to add that last year when we came to the table, we had 9 positions. We were proposing removing one and adding all the duties to the others to raise the salary, and the committee removed the proposal and then also removed the salary increases, so left us one person short. So that happened last year.
Congresswoman Edwards?
The question I was looking for the answer to is that Congress gave a budget to the executive or the office of the chiefs for the positions requested at the beginning of the administration in the amount requested, with the statement that those were at the upper range, or actually at the ceiling of the compensation, and you're telling me that ceiling has now been exceeded for those positions. Budget was for the same amount for the same positions. That hasn't happened now.
Say that again.
If the budget for the positions that were in the chief staff was for the same amount last year as the year before, that number has been exceeded. People have been given raises.
Salaries have been increased, yes.
All right.
Congressman Zubernoff?
When we went through these amendments, I thought we had reduced professional fees by like $100,000 and adjusted title totals accordingly. But when you went through your amendments, you went by this total of tribal funds, which shouldn't have been the same as what we have here. I think it's been adjusted by $100,000.
You're correct.
So I'm wondering if we're going to do this, if it wouldn't be better to just have a committee substitute.
I can make that happen if you want to make that happen. Yes.
Because if we go with this route, we're getting off quite a bit, I think. And some of these totals are just moved a little bit, but he could move that much. I just think a committee substitute would be simple.
Okay. I can arrange to have that made. I have all the...
Congressman Shaw?
Congressman Whitehorn, is your intent then to keep to use this number? Here for the for a total budgeted amount.
That's not what the last not what we've appropriated. So I don't know how to answer that question, but it was my intent to go off of the budget that we passed out, and I did. The budget analyst helped me with that to make these amendments. So I made it this morning. I came in early to work this morning and did this. So I guess I just didn't look at one section, which is the financial, but I have no explanation for why that number is that.
And the new total that your amendment would then leave the tribal line item for revenue as?
It is approximately 60,000 less than what the committee substitute is.
Jason's on.
Just like to touch on Congresswoman Whitehorn's point about the numbers not being the same throughout the financials. And that's due to all the internal budget modifications that are done throughout the year for every program. So what you see in September 1st will change internally. The overall number does not change.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
But the Office of the Principal Chief's budget is not in a division bill. So it seems to me, in my simple way of thinking, that whatever the total amount is that's appropriated to that one budget.
It did not change. You have to look, there's two budgets. There's that's the tribal and then the IDC, and you add those two together. And that's that's the 1813033.
Which had about $20,000 in it?
No, that one had $279,000 in it.
Okay. All right. Which would probably bring us back up to the total. My apologies for not understanding that. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that for me.
Eli, did you have anything?
Yes.
Eli was going to say the same thing Jason was. Okay.
I would like to make one more point. On Friday, I misspoke when I said that we spent $319 so far. That's how much I had budgeted. We spent $290, and we average about $26,000 a month. Of course, this September, with the subpoenas and all the extra work, will be a little higher than that. So we're at $290, averaging about $26, so that would put us at 316-ish, and then a little flex for additional stuff. So, I mean, I would request if we could think about maybe even putting it at 325 instead of 350 is what we asked for. It's just, I'm just going off cost. I just wanted to restate that because I misspoke.
Okay.
I just looked at the wrong column.
Thank you. Assistant Principal Chief?
You can live with 325.
Congresswoman Whitman.
Well, I realize that this is just through the last day of August, but the last day of August they had $207,628 left in this one budget. I'm not sure what they left in their IDC budget. 16? No, so there's 62?
Zero on the contract line. Are you looking at the contract line?
No, but you guys move money around, don't you? You make your modifications within your budget as you need to?
Internally, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Without exceeding the overall.
Right.
Yes,
sir. So there's still quite a bit of money.
Congressman Tillman?
Well,
go ahead.
Well, I will also point we have spent 94% of the budget as of 31 August.
And gave pay raises.
Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So the Director of Operations budget has been removed from the executive, the Principal Chief's budget. It's separate now, correct?
Well, in this budget that they turned into us, yes, the Director of Operations is back in another separate budget, which, in my opinion, is an appointed position. I think you know that it's an appointed position.
And just a couple of questions I have with regards to that budget. It's $520,000 is the requested appropriation from that office. Is my August 26th still correct? How many positions are in that $520,000 salaries and wages? So there's three positions in that. Also there's a professional fees. It looks like a $130,000 request. My question is, does the principal
three in there, so.
So the 130 for professional fees is paying for another position. Is that what you're saying?
It paid for a position, a contract position last year. The professional fees paid for a contract position last year, and then last year's budget had the director of operation and the director of operations assistant in the salary and wages line. What we did last year is we put the director of operation back into the chief's budget, kept his assistant in that salary and wages line there, and then there was a contract down out of professional fees that was paid for, a contracted position for the year. Now I'm seeing that they have another extra position. We don't know what that is. We don't know what we're authorizing. We don't have any justification to know what that appropriation is for. And I still state that if we don't know how we're spending the Osage people's money and we're not provided support on how we're appropriating, how can you do that? Because there's a position there, we don't know what we're authorizing. They say we authorize by appropriation. That's the executive's take on it, and they aren't providing this information, so we have the knowledge of what we are doing.
So this $130,000 in professional fees line pays for a single salary?
And did last year also. Only it might have been what does the budget show that it was last year?
None.
And that could be a mistake.
That is a mistake because we appropriated it last year, and I can't remember at what. Do you have that document with you?
It's taken down.
Okay.
Chair will entertain a motion for a brief recess. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Why are we having
a recess? Because they would like a couple of minutes to talk about what they can talk about with their lawyer present. And we'll give them that courtesy.
I just was curious.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes.